With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. AARP is urging Wisconsin lawmakers to better protect people from cryptocurrency scams, especially when it comes to crypto kiosks. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
You may have never heard of a cryptocurrency kiosk, but there's a good chance you've walked past one without realizing what it was.
The presence of these kiosks has kind of exploded all over the state. There's like 700 or more in the state of Wisconsin right now, and they're all over. It's not just in cities. These machines are in gas stations, bars, grocery stores.
That's Courtney Anklum. She's the Senior Program Specialist for AARP Wisconsin. The kiosks look and work similar to an ATM. People deposit cash into them, and that gets converted into cryptocurrency. Anklum says as these machines become more popular, scammers are using them to their advantage. A scammer will call someone, maybe saying they're being fined for missing jury duty or their bank account is being hacked. And to resolve this issue, scammers tell the person they need to send money through one of these machines.
They're not saying go to a cryptocurrency kiosk in your local gas station. They're saying go to, the quote-unquote federal locker or the secure lockbox. So a lot of victims aren't even aware they're dealing in cryptocurrency until after the fact.
To help better protect people from these kinds of scams, AARP Wisconsin wants state lawmakers to pass a bill. They wanted to have various protections, including limiting daily transactions to no more than $2,000 per user, capping the fees that kiosk operators can charge, allowing scam victims to receive refunds from kiosk operators, and requiring receipts for kiosk users.
And the reason that's important is, like, if you are the victim of a scam and you try to go to law enforcement, they're going to need as much information as they can possibly get about that transaction. And having the mandated receipt gives them a good starting point.
17 other states, including Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota, have passed similar legislation. Anklum would like to see Wisconsin pass a bill on the issue next month. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Trucks hauling salt, sand, or logs can now up their weight in the northern half of the state. Wisconsin's frozen road law went into effect Sunday. The law impacts numbered state and federal roads. Trucks are limited to 80,000 pounds in warmer weather. Once the frost is in the ground, that limit can go up to 98,000 pounds for trucks hauling salt or sand and those carrying certain forest products. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes under the pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate the heavier loads. A pair of lawsuits seeking to redraw congressional boundary lines that currently favor Republicans in Wisconsin are on track to be resolved after the 2026 midterm. However, an attorney for Democratic voters argued Friday in court that there's still time to enact new maps for the November election. Court hearings in both cases came the day after Indiana Republicans soundly rejected President Donald Trump's demand that they redraw congressional lines in that deep red state. The attorney for Republican congressman argued it would be unfair to resolve the case in time for the November election. Two former attorneys and an aide who all worked on President Donald Trump's 2020 campaign are scheduled to appear for a preliminary hearing in Wisconsin on felony forgery charges related to a fake elector scheme. The Wisconsin case is moving forward even as others in battleground states of Michigan and Georgia have faltered. Another case in Nevada is still alive. The Wisconsin case was filed a year ago, but it has been tied up as the Trump aides have fought unsuccessfully so far to have the charges dismissed. The Trump administration has delayed a decision on whether to extend federal protections to monarch butterflies indefinitely. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced in December 2024 it planned to add the beloved pollinator to the threatened species list by the end of 2025. But the Trump administration quietly listed the efforts as long-term action in a report on the status of federal regulatory efforts in September. It's unclear why. The Center for Biological Diversity has been leading the push to list the monarch. The center's endangered species co-director, Tiara Curry, says the delay was not unexpected since it can take a decade or more to add a species to the list. Americans are feeling the strain already, with less than 3 weeks to go until the expiration of COVID-era tax credits that helped many to pay for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. For one Wisconsin couple, the loss of government-sponsored health subsidies in 2026 means choosing a lower-quality insurance plan with a higher deductible. For a Michigan family, it means going without insurance altogether. Policy experts predict small specialty farms will be on the losing end in the latest federal agricultural bailout. The money is meant to offset farmers' losses from rising production costs and the market disruptions from new tariff policies, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's $12 billion relief package allocates $1 billion to specialty crop and diversified farmers and the rest to major row crop producers. Success Okafor with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says the plan appears to reinforce large-scale agriculture or monoculture systems rather than supporting diversified and specialty farming approaches, which he says are more resilient in the long run.
Small and mid-sized diversified farmers, organic growers, specialty crop producers often struggle to access programs like these. The paperwork, the deadline, they tend to just favor large-scale commodity producers.
Wisconsin has thousands of farms focused on specialty crops. Farmers have until December 19th to produce their 2025 acreage reports. The USDA says those who qualify can expect payments to be released by the end of February. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.